Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Unsheltered, looking at how local homeless residents are navigating the pandemic. Support comes from community partners Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, Sunbelt Environmental Services, and Synergy Recovery Center.
When I interviewed Laura Schaefer at a homeless drop-in center in downtown Springfield on the cold morning of Monday, November 23rd, I began by asking her where she spent the previous night. The National Weather Service confirms the temperature dropped to 28 degrees overnight, but Springfield's two emergency cold weather shelters did not open.
I cannot disclose where I was, but in a community that fights for all kinds of things, including your life,
Schaefer says violence erupted at the first place. One man ended up in the emergency room, so she moved to a new spot.
But I did have some heat in a place that had some electricity, which is twice.
Where was that?
On the other side of town. When you say Bando, there are some, owners of their Bandos that will give permission for you to, do your thing there.
A Bando, slang for an abandoned house or building.
There's so many.
Schaefer, originally from St. Joseph, Missouri, says she once had a good job in a Kansas City hospital before she experienced trauma and other struggles she doesn't disclose. Women and transgender individuals in Springfield's most recent homeless point-in-time survey were more likely to report having been harmed while homeless than men. That recent count earlier this year found 247 people experiencing unsheltered homelessness, and about 23% of them were women. Schaefer says she's been sexually assaulted while homeless.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know who it hasn't happened to that I can think of. You ask these women here.
Angel Walker was in downtown Springfield that same morning.
Last night I spent the night at Safe to Sleep. But I was told on Friday that Safe to Sleep was full, so I slept in the park, Smith Park, in this tennis court, to try to block the wind.
The shelter she mentions, Safe to Sleep, is the year-round shelter for women, operated by the Council of Churches of the Ozarks. From Walker's perspective, it's harder to get into the women's shelter now.
And it used to be where everybody came in and you could, it was allowed. But now there's a list, and if you're not on the list, you don't get a place to stay.
She says she has not been sexually assaulted on the streets.
But I've been lucky, but if anybody stops and asks a woman for a ride, there's always a second agenda.
At Safe to Sleep, Jessica LaRosse coordinates volunteers and works with the guests. She says the pandemic has changed things at the shelter and that the new rules have been clearly communicated with the homeless community.
So now we had to put a limit of 20 guests who can come to the shelter. And we did that so that we could social distance them with their cots. What's been interesting and what was unexpected is that we have not been full. So there may be a misconception that we have been full, but we haven't. Our average number has been 13 every night.
She says Safe to Sleep also had to change its intake process to better control who's coming and going. That's also to help prevent the spread of the virus.
They've always had to go to one door. If it's their first time to ever come to Safe to Sleep, they have to go to one door and that they do our intakes for us. But one door is only open during the day. And so prior to the pandemic, we actually had an emergency number that they could call that was weekends and overnight, and we can't do that right now.
LaRosse said if a woman doesn't stay at the shelter for consecutive nights, she can be removed from the list. And to get back on it, she'd need to go back to the one-door facility to sign up again or call the staff before she could get overnight shelter again. That, too, is a new policy meant to help prevent the spread of the virus. But Angel Walker has neither a car nor a phone, so traveling back to that intake location or calling the shelter staff aren't great options for her. LaRosse said Safe to Sleep saw its volunteers step way back immediately for their own safety early in the pandemic. And while caseworkers kept in touch with the homeless women, the shelter shut down its overnight service for 3 months, she said. The dozens of women who had been staying regularly found temporary shelter in local motels with help from the Community Partnership of the Ozarks. But Laras said she believes many of those women who sought shelter at Safe to Sleep before the pandemic are no longer in the motels. And based on current occupancy at the shelter, very few have returned. She says that's actually kind of a mystery right now. No one really knows where those unsheltered women have gone. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, Sunbelt Environmental Services, and Synergy Recovery Center.